Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Sullivan, how you doing, Kev?
All right, mate. Yeah, good.
Is that a very hot chip you've got?
Yeah, I've eaten a chip and it's fucking hot. Really seriously fucking hot.
I thought you were going to burn your gullet.
It's the hottest chip ever made. Fuck's sake.
Well, you could have waited until it cooled down.
Yeah, but I didn't realise when I first started eating it.
Anyway,
now,
listen,
I know.
It's the Festival of Football
that
we're going to talk about.
The World Cup. There's nothing going wrong there, is there?
Is it
fucking Argentina, load of wankers. Can't even beat Saudi Arabia. Lionel Messi, cunt.
Yeah. Las Malvinas. Yeah. Maybe Saudi Arabia will take... You know what I read today, though? Apparently Lionel Messi, and I don't wish to put any kind of aspersions on Lionel Messi, but... Apparently he's done some big deal with Saudi Arabia to help them with their World Cup bid in 2030, even though Argentina also want to get the World Cup in 2030.
No,
he's in the fucking pay of the Saudis.
He's like the David Beckham of Saudi Arabia. David Beckham taking 150 million quid from the cunt Qataris. And now we learn that Messi's taking a shitload of money from Saudi Arabia. Mysteriously, Argentina lose to Saudi Arabia. Yeah. What do we make of that?
Well, they did have
not only is he a dwarf and a cunt, he's also a cheat.
So we're going to go full throttle today, are we? Yeah, OK. They did get 3 goals disallowed, though.
Yeah, I know. So to be serious, that's ridiculous, isn't it? I didn't look into the ref. Was he an Arab ref?
I don't know.
Probably.
Mm.
Probably.
Well, I mean, Qatar got their goal disallowed, didn't they? Ecuador scored a goal against Qatar in the first match. And he got struck off, even though it was a perfectly good goal.
Yeah, but Qatar, right? So, you know, this horrible fly-blown little desert shithole. It's been so careful to stage this sports-washing event. Oh, we'll get a World Cup, everybody. Eyes upon us. You know, we've got to look good. Well, that's not going so well. But the one thing they didn't like kind of pay any attention to was their football team, who was the biggest load of shit I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, they were
the quality, literally the quality of a Sunday morning park team.
Yeah.
Absolute bollocks.
Yeah, they weren't very good. Some people think that when they get knocked out, they'll just shut it down and go, can't be fucking
right, that's
now.
It.
That's it. Pack up the stadiums, we're going home. You know.
I mean, you do wonder what is going on in the Qataris' minds. You know, that clearly the idea, this is sports washing. So I think I read somewhere that Russia, when they staged the World Cup, they literally spent something like 86 million quid. Sort of tarting up a few stadiums, you know, getting stations ready. But, you know, not that much money. And it actually, to be fair to the Ruskies, it was a very successful tournament. And they behaved themselves.
Yeah, but nobody complained about it.
They behaved themselves.
Where was Gary Lineker?
Yeah, but they behaved themselves as a nation. They were good hosts. They didn't fucking crack down. So they knew how to do it. What the Qataris are doing, fuck knows what they think they're doing. They spent £280 billion getting this shit tournament ready. And if it's a sports washing event, how's that working out for them? I mean,
well,
everybody's just going, what a bunch of cunts.
No, I don't think they are. The people who are being called a bunch of cunts are the people who were supposed to take an armband and put it on to show that they were in support of LGBT, like the England team.
Well, the Qataris
like
are cunts
the Welsh
as well.
Team. Well, no, but the Qataris are putting on the tournament and the Qataris can do what the fuck they like. You know, as people have pointed out, when England won the World Cup in 1966, homosexuality was fucking illegal here. You don't hear many people saying that. In Russia, it's also not exactly welcome. But where's Gary Lineker and his holier-than-thou speech about how terrible it all is in this particular place? There wasn't any, because they don't do it. They did it for Qatar. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the difference is. What is the difference?
Well, the difference is that Qatar has spent much more money on it, and Qatar is a much more controversial place
than Russia
for it to be. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Well, yeah.
Russia, who have invaded Ukraine and who are killing innocent people...
They were part of the G7, weren't they, when we were in the world Cup?
But my point is that there is a bit of hypocrisy going on here. Qatar is not the worst country in the world. China is a worse country than Qatar, but they had the Olympics, and the British Broadcasting Corporation didn't see fit to block that coverage or to not show the opening ceremony.
Yeah, but it's,
did they?
But it's still not. It still
so you
begs.
Know, I can tell you're on the.
Well, it begs
now.
The fucking question. No, you can't.
Yeah,
you are. But what? Why are the Qataris staging this World Cup? What's
because
it for?
They want to.
No, it's to sports wash their country.
No, it's not. No, well, it hasn't
it
worked,
is.
Has it?
No, exactly. There.
So we meet
at a meeting of minds.
No, it's not
welcome
a meeting,
to my point.
No, it's not a meeting of minds, Kevin.
You got there in the end.
Fuckwit. The point is that they know what they are.
Took his time.
They don't care what they are. They make an awful lot of money. They sell all their natural gas to Europe.
Yeah.
And they sell most of it to Britain. Uh-huh. They don't give a fuck about what you think of them. They don't care that you think it's a shitty.
So why are they doing this then?
Because it's prestigious to put on the World Cup.
Well, it's not working out for them, is it? Everyone thinks they're cunts.
No, they don't. You
they do.
You're not everyone.
Well, yeah, but everybody thinks they're
who
cunts.
Does?
Well, people who don't...
Oh, Gary Lineker, you're on his side now.
People
Gary Neville. Gary Neville, Gary Lineker...
Look, I don't approve of countries where homosexuality is illegal. I don't approve of countries that send women to jail when they've been raped for being unfaithful to their husbands.
Right.
I don't approve of countries
where 6,005.
You asked my fucking opinion. This is it.
I didn't actually.
I don't approve. Yes,
you
did.
I agree with Gary Lineker.
Huh?
I said, do you agree with Gary Lineker?
Well, I don't agree with him going out there and taking the money.
Right, okay.
But
so
I agree with his basic standpoint on Qatar. It's a cunt of a country. It's a shit.
So he's a hypocrite?
Well, yeah.
And you agree with him?
Well, yeah.
So you're a hypocrite? See, I think I've got you there.
Oh, yeah, sure you have, yeah.
It's got a bit quiet. Anyway, let's do this. Today's episode is brought to you by Surfshark VPN. A VPN is a tool that improves your online privacy and protects you from hackers. How? It basically acts as a shield and hides your IP address so everything you do online stays private, whether it would be reading the news, streaming some shows, listening to podcasts like this, you name it. Plus, if you use a VPN, you can virtually travel the world from the comfort of your own home, and Surfshark gives you over 100 countries to choose from. So, if you can't see a YouTube video because of your location, use Surfshark VPN. Can't access that one website to buy limited edition shoes? Use Surfshark VPN. Try it today. It's totally risk-free. It's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get Surfshark VPN at surfshark.deals/thought. And that's a special deal for people who listen to the Thought Police. Enter promo code Thought. You get 83% off and 3 extra months free. 3 extra months for free. So it's surfshark.deals/thought. We'll talk more about that coming up.
Sounds good.
Meanwhile, it seems extraordinary to me that so many people have actually gone there, though. I mean, a lot of England fans have actually gone. It must have cost them a lot of money.
I mean, despite everything I've said, I hope it does dissolve into a good football tournament that millions of football fans enjoy. And obviously, England's cracking start obviously will help in that regard.
Yeah.
But here's one thing. I agree with Roy Keane. I think that all the captains should have told FIFA to go fuck themselves.
They should have done.
And worn that armband.
Yes.
And now all the fans and the do-gooders out there, the fucking weepers and the wailers and the wokies out there are going, oh, it's terrible. We can't get into the stadiums with our rainbow hats and our rainbow T-shirts. They won't let us in. Well, that was always inevitable from the moment that Harry Kane, England and all the other teams caved in on the armband. If the captains had said, bollocks were wearing them, I bet they wouldn't have got booked.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have been banned and FIFA would have had to back down.
All of the seven teams that were in question should have done exactly that.
Exactly
and the fact
right.
that they didn't do it proves that they are actually the people who have let everybody down, not Qatar. Qatar hasn't done anything you wouldn't have expected.
No, Qatar has let me down by existing.
Well, that's fair enough, but then you have a gas boiler, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you have a gas boiler?
No, I've got rid of it because of Qatar.
Oh, of course you have, yeah. You've got a gas boiler, you're a typical Hampstead hypocrite, and that's why the fucking rules of Qatar don't really matter, because they will do whatever the fuck they like, because they've got all your money. Well, it matters. Every time you pay
But you
for
can
your
object
gas,
to them, can't you?
Well, you can if you want, but you're a bit like Harry
Thanks
Kane.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, I'm going to make a stand, I'm going to make a stand. Oh,
no,
sorry, how much for the gas?
No, I'd have, worn the fuck, I'd have worn the fucking armband.
Yeah, but you're still paying for the gas, though. Mm? So the armband's irrelevant, isn't it?
What? No.
Well, it is,
Next.
Actually. Well, it is. This is the whole point. The West is the fucking hypocrite. Qatar isn't. Because Qatar is Qatar. You know where you are in Qatar.
Yeah, well, the fucking World
fact,
Cup shouldn't
be there.
That'd be
a great fucking
there.
Slogan, wouldn't it? You know where you are in Qatar. Yeah. You know, you're in the shit. Especially if you're gay.
Well, yeah. Or you're a dead migrant worker.
Well, if you're dead, you're dead at the end of the day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, particularly if the fucking Qataris killed you with
Since
your
when
the appalling
given a fuck
conditions.
About migrant workers?
Huh?
Since when have you given
well,
a fuck about
Well, I don't lie awake a fucking night worrying about them, but it's not a great thing that 6,500 of them died building those shit stadiums.
No, sorry.
By Qatari, the way, have you
Qataris
seen...
Qataris say there's only three of them have died.
Yeah, well, they're fucking liars. Fucking lying cunts, aren't they? Obviously, we know that much. Royal fucking family, bunch of cunts.
Well, I think you're probably
You can't drink
top.
Beer at the stadium.
I think
Grow up, you twats.
Well, actually, you can drink beer at the stadium, but you can't drink beer at Fulham Football Club either in
yeah,
the stadium.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't. You cannot sit in... Well, we've had this conversation. You can't sit at Craven Cottage with a
you
glass
didn't say
of beer.
That. You said you couldn't get beer in
no,
the stadium.
You can't get beer and sit in the stadium. Put it
well,
that
yeah,
way.
Well, you can't do that anywhere in the football.
Exactly. So what you get so worked up about? So who's the hypocrite now?
Well, yeah, what are you talking about? They've made the fucking beer tent go miles away from the football.
Well, good. Why do you have
and
to
And they can't, you
to
can't get
football?
Your 4 points, pints
Why,
anymore.
You go, well, you 4 points. Why do you need to have 4 points to watch football?
Well, because that's what you do when you go to football.
Why?
You should try it sometime.
Yeah, no, I don't really like to. I prefer to go
don't
to
like going
and
football.
Get absolutely
It's all these nasty
up.
Men there beating
no,
you up.
No, I know,
that.
I prefer to go to... Are you suggesting I'm homosexual?
Yes.
Really? Sounds a bit homophobic, Kev.
I'm not
like
suggesting
like
it,
that.
Mike. I'm just confirming what everybody knows. Yeah.
Has he had any sleep today? Eh? Have you had any sleep?
You're the one getting it. You're the one being argumentative.
I'm not being argumentative.
I'm just sitting here batting you off.
I'm just disagreeing with you. And you're failing, by the way, miserably.
Yeah, yes, of course I am.
You haven't made one point which is in any way sustainable.
Yeah, but why is everyone laughing?
Because they think you're a fucking idiot.
No, because they think it's funny.
No, that's not why they're laughing. No. But anyway, you'll be told to calm it down again once again, then you'll calm it all down again. You've obviously not had your fucking medication today, so maybe we should move on to another subject which is slightly less controversial. Why don't we talk about your real expertise, television? Let's talk about that. The right, jungle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Remember, Listen, you wanted yeah. to talk about that, or had you forgotten?
No, I don't mind talking about it if yeah. you want to talk about it.
Well,
yeah.
Let's go.
A bit of a joke, though, isn't it? I mean, the funny thing about what's happening in I'm a Celeb is, you know, the lefty narrative all over Twitter. Man, can't be the first to go. Everybody hates him. He's an evil Tory. Your health secretary killed millions of people in the COVID pandemic and all that. Yeah, well, he wasn't the first to go. It was Charlene White, black woman. Racist! Everyone's like, that's racist! That's racist! Next person to go. Scarlett Douglas, black woman. Racist! Racist! Next person to go. White woman. Sue Cleaver. Sexist! Sexist! You know, they'll come up with any fucking excuse to excuse why these people are getting voted out, apart from the truth, and that is that the viewers think they're cunts. It's as simple as that. That's why they're getting... And they much prefer Matt Hancock. I think he's on the path to win, which will be fucking funny.
I think it would be funny if he won. I mean, I always thought they would keep him in anyway. I mean, you'll tell me, no doubt, that it's not fixed, and it probably isn't fixed. However... they seem to want to keep the people that they want to keep. So why would you get rid of Matt Hancock? He's the one person everybody's watching, isn't
he? Well, that's the point. And they're not really watching him anymore. The focus has really moved away from him because he had this first week where he was doing the tasks all along.
Is he not doing that?
He did for five in a row. Right. He was predicted to beat the record. The record, I think, was 9 held by Janice Nicholson. But it got to 5 and he was doing them so well. Mm. Or, you know, it wasn't bothering him at all. He was bringing back lots of food. Viewers don't like two things. They don't like people who do the tasks well, because that's not very entertaining. And they don't like lots of food being brought back to the camp, because then the campers are happy. So they want the campers to be starving. And the way to make them starving is to get useless cunts like Chris Moyles to fuck the tasks up.
Yeah.
So they moved swiftly away from Matt. And ever since then, the narrative just hasn't been focused
on
it.
Well, the thing that I found interesting was that since the World Cup started, I haven't heard anybody talk about Matt Hancock at all. Yeah. I mean, it's just disappeared off the radar.
Look, like yourself, like millions of other people, I have reservations about the way he handled the pandemic as health secretary is the understatement of the year. He's a cunt, fucked it right up. But in terms of that program and the way he's behaving in the camp and the way he's coming across, there's no getting away from
What's happening with the ratings?
It's still pretty good, but he's a likeable guy in that camp. And the people who vote for I'm a Celebrity, they're not really all that politically motivated. They're just going, oh, he's a nice bloke. So they're voting to keep him in.
Yeah, but I mean, how long does it go for? Is it another 2 weeks?
It'll go another week after this week.
Yeah, blimey.
Yeah, it goes on forever.
And are they going to put any more people in?
No, I doubt it. They sometimes do put a late comer in the second week or so, but it's not looking like that. I haven't seen any indication of that.
I saw there was a piece the other day saying that he may not be now reselected because I think there's some kind of boundary change going on. So it may well be that he doesn't come out and doesn't register in time to actually be the candidate. Right. In his new constituency. Yeah. So he might cease to be an MP pretty much this month.
Yeah, he could come out to learn he's no longer an MP, which would be funny. But as we discussed before, he doesn't fucking care, does he? He knew what he was doing when he went in there. He was cashing in his chips on his political career and trying to be some sort
of... So they threw old Gina out, right? Gina Lollobrigida, as we like to call her. So is she still there? Does she just get put up?
For once... The thing is, you know when they get voted out and they come across that bridge... Mm. And there's always their partner, their loved one, their wife, husband, whatever.
Should be a few people waiting for them.
Nobody ever gives a shit. ITV line up with these photographers and act like it's a big moment. They all take these. Nobody uses the picture. Nobody gives a fuck. But with Gina Lollobrigida, they will give a fuck because the last time we saw Matt Hancock with his tongue down her throat, it was in the middle of the health department on the front page of the fucking Sun.
Well, surely if he's got any comedy value about him at all, the first thing he'll do is put his arms around her and then grab her
ass. Grab her ass. Yeah.
It's got to be done.
I don't know if he'll actually win, but he's going to do. I reckon it'll be top four or five.
I would imagine so.
And the lefties are so fucked off about it. No, sexist, racist. They're voting to keep him in because they want him to have an ordeal, a terrible ordeal. Well, he's not having a terrible ordeal. He's having the time of his life. You can tell.
Well, the bottom line is, of course, that MPs are sociopaths, right? So he can pretty much do anything that they offer and throw at him because he's probably done worse in his life, and he's put up with all sorts of crap that he's had to deal with. So this is nothing to him. And there's only so much load of shite being poured on him that you can watch.
That's it. And what they've worked out, the viewers, is whatever shit you pour on Matt Hancock, he can take it.
Yeah.
And they're not interested in that kind of person, that sort of brave kind of person.
Well, he has no shame, does he?
Yeah, no, he's also, there's no doubt about it, he's coming across as quite a nice guy. And by the way, loads of women fancy him, and on TikTok, loads of young girls, there's this sort of hunk Hancock, the jungle heartthrob thing going on.
Well, Katie Hyde fancies him.
Yeah, I had her on the show on Saturday.
Unbelievable.
I said, explain yourself. but women do quite fancy him. So all in all, it's very funny. There's two left-wing narratives on Twitter that just aren't working out right now. One is, Matt Hancock's going, evil Tory, he's gone. No, he's not. He's going to win. And the other one is, remember last week, Elon Musk, evil rich guy, he's got Twitter. Twitter's gone by Monday. Over, gone.
Right.
Seems to still be there.
The Taliban are still on Twitter, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean,
he
hasn't kicked them. Well, I suppose he won't kick them off. But he gets Donald Trump back on, but then Donald Trump hasn't done anything.
Well, Donald Trump's not that interested.
He doesn't want to be on
because he's got his own platform.
But it's very Trumpian, isn't it, to go, yeah, well, you can have me back, but I don't want to be back.
Yeah, well, he did always say, you can put me back on, but I'm not going to use it. But I do think it's symbolic. And, you know, Elon Musk spent $44 billion buying Twitter. And so these fucking left-wing idiots on Twitter think he's just going to go, oh, well, it's not really working out, so I'll just shelve that. But I'll just write that $44 billion off. No, he fucking won't. What he's doing is he's turning it into a business. He's saying to all the pricks in backward baseball caps, throwing frisbees, that's not work. Stop having fucking meetings.
Because it isn't work.
And do something, you useless California.
But also Twitter twats, right, as I like to call them. They have these meetings. What are they having meetings about?
Well, that's what. But that's what Elon said when he bought Twitter. He says, as far as I can work out, for every employee that is actually doing something, that is performing a task, there are 10 middle managers having a meeting about it.
Yeah.
And he said, I need to get rid of the middle managers. And that's what he's doing.
It sounds like the NHS, doesn't it? They should put him in charge of the NHS.
He's going to turn it into a viable business. Mm. You know that. Yeah. And he's in the process
of
doing it.
But here's the bit I'm puzzled by. You may not know the answer to this, but there seems to be a lot of people with blue ticks who didn't have them before, who have presumably bought them, right? But he's now no longer selling the blue ticks.
He's not selling them. Well, I don't, but
there's lots of people that follow me who are not celebrities, but who have now got blue ticks.
Oh, really? Did they all buy one?
I think they all bought them, and now they're going to feel a bit fucking stupid. Because
how could you buy them? Because he never brought the system.
Well, I don't know. Well, but these people have got blue ticks.
You always
and they
pretty
didn't
much could.
To.
You always could though.
Well,
there's always ways to do it.
Was there?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. But it just
seems like you can buy millions of followers and all.
Can
that.
You?
Yeah.
People used to accuse me of buying followers. I've no idea how to do that.
Well, there was a certain editor, you know, who was complete of a Fleet Street newspaper, national newspaper, who was so bloody unknown that when she went onto Twitter, Alison Phillips, Daily Mirror, the Mirror bought her loads and loads of thousands and thousands of followers. It's only about like 12,000 followers or something.
Oh, God.
And about 5 years on, she's got 12,000 followers.
So it didn't grow then?
No. She was unable to build up a huge following due to the sheer power of her personality. Mm. Shit paper.
Yeah, absolutely right. So let's talk about Keir Starmer, shall we? Because since we're talking about the left getting all upset about everything, once again, here we are. It was about what? A week? Was it about 4 weeks ago? He was calling for an election, which has all now gone away.
Yeah.
Because Rishi and Jeremy have decided they're just going to carry on running the country into the fucking ground. They're not going to have an election. Keir Starmer's now come out today and said that he doesn't think we should be so dependent upon migrants. I don't quite know why he said that.
Well, Nigel Farage said that if this is genuinely Keir Starmer's stance, then Labour is now officially further to the right on migration than the Tories.
And that's right.
He's right. I mean, what the fuck is going on with Sunak and Hunt? You know, but you can take it to the bloody bank. They are fucking talking about turning us into Switzerland, aren't they?
Well, I mean, since they denied it, probably true. Right?
Yeah, well, you know, to be fair to the Sunday Times, it's not like they didn't pluck that out of the ether. That's what's going on.
There'll be somebody saying it.
Jeremy Hunt will be trying to get us a single market deal with the EU, which will basically mean, we're not in the EU, but we have to obey all of their laws, particularly on migration. Right. So,
although, to be fair, we don't seem to have left the EU yet, do we?
Well, I suppose not, but
we were supposed to have done, but we haven't.
Well, because Truss was going to tell them to fuck off about the Northern Irish Protocol.
Yeah.
Another reason we should have kept Liz.
Yeah, I know. Well, I wonder what she's doing.
But honestly, they are. I mean, if Hunt had his way, we'd rejoin. Mm. And that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. This Ramona lot, they've never given up on it. And they never will give up on it. And Sunak, globalist little dickhead, will no doubt steward us back into the Brussels fold.
Do you think there's something a bit ironic about him talking about growth all the time? He's so fucking small.
Doing a bit of growth yourself, Rishi.
If he was any good at it, after all.
You're going to get a lot of growth with that magnificent budget from fucking Hunt last week. What a gun.
Also, the fucking taxes are going up through the fucking roof, aren't they?
Yeah, I know. How are you going to get any growth like that?
You're not going to. How are we going to get any money?
It's just joy-killing, wasn't it? Joy-killing, life-sapping. Bastard. There's no point to life.
Well, have you done anything fun lately?
Well, yeah, but that's another story.
Well, I mean, something you can tell me about as opposed to something disgusting.
Oh, right. All right.
Come on.
I went to...
I mean, you're always going out. I saw a picture of you with two glasses of limoncello.
Yeah, well, that was Friday.
All right.
Well, because we go to this curry joint in Hampstead.
You don't drink limoncello after
no,
curry.
No. The boss has got this thing in that Well, I do quite like limoncello, but he thinks that...
Yeah, but not after curry.
No, but yeah, but he always brings us loads of free limoncello.
I mean, you have it after Italian, don't you?
Yeah. So
you wouldn't want limoncello after curry, sure.
You know, it's only about 30 years old, limoncello. It's not a traditional old drink.
Isn't it?
No. Anyway, he always brings us free limoncello. So I drank that. Then Saturday night, went to the Ivy Club because it was my mother's birthday, even though she's dead. So sadly, she couldn't be with us.
Yeah.
But so I always.
Were you able to charge her for the dinner?
Yeah, but I gave her name to the boss. She'll pay.
Yeah, she'll pay.
No, so I was to see my brother and sister for a sort of anniversary nosh up. So we went down there and got pissed.
I went to see my mother, who isn't dead, although she's not far off. But I mean,
she looks amazing.
She does look amazing. Yeah, incredible. 98. I think she's going to make 100.
Fucking, she's going to make 200.
I gave her the news that she was going to now get a photograph of King Charles and Camilla when she reaches 100. She wasn't impressed.
Now, will she get that?
Yeah, because apparently
they still do that.
Well, no, but they've stopped giving the telegram from the Queen, obviously, because the Queen's dead.
Yeah.
So you now get a photograph from Charles and Camilla wishing you congratulations on your 100th birthday. And I don't think people want that. I don't think you want a picture.
You should get a telegram.
You should get a telegram, not a picture of the fucking king.
Do they still have telegrams, for God's sake? I suppose you don't really
need... I don't know. I think you can still send them.
Yeah, you can, can't you? Symbolic, yeah.
But you have to go to the post office.
You have to make a point of it, yeah.
Yeah. I had a bad experience the other day. I was sitting just not far from here in a car, actually. And there was a bit of a space. I was waiting to pick somebody up. There was a bit of a space between my car and the car in front, which was about half the size of a Mini, I would say, right? And this fucking car starts to drive into the space nose first in there, right?
Oh, yeah,
blocking me in. And I'm thinking, you're never going to fucking be able to park there, whoever the fuck you are. What the fuck is wrong with you? So I started sort of backing up to try and figure out what was going on. This person then sort of backed back out and then drove forward as if to reverse into the space, which was now slightly larger, but not really. Then started trying to reverse into the space. I then thought, this is fucking hopeless, right? So I reversed to try and then move around, because the person I was picking up was fucking in the car. And then I couldn't get around the car. So I thought, I have to fucking get out of the car here.
Right.
You know. So I walk out of the car, and there's a woman, of course, in the front seat of the car, looking, and she opens the window and goes, oh, hi, I'm a first-time driver. I'm like,
first-time driver?
Fucking first-time driver.
What's that mean?
What the fuck are you doing? She's like...
Never driven a car before.
And she's like, and she's going, well, I'm trying to get into that. I said, you can't get into a space. Yeah. I'm in the space. There isn't any space for your fucking car. And she was like, well, I can't. She's, I was like, can you go forward? Oh, I can't go forward because my mirror's going to hit that mirror because she was close to the fucking...
Yeah.
I'm like, how the fuck did you even get a car?
Yeah.
This woman, she was probably in her 20s or something. And then she said,
first-time driver. Have you heard about the driving test system?
And then she went, stop shouting at me. I'm like, no, I'm not going to stop shouting at you. You've got to move the fucking car forward. Anyway, as we were having this altercation, somebody came from behind me straight into the space. No, she had to fucking go forward anyway. And then she just had to keep going.
So you're both right.
So I got out and I just kept following her. And I thought, she probably thinks I'm now fucking, you know, following her into some kind of horrendous
scenario. Fucks me off about drivers, right? This is the big thing. I did it last week, right? So, you know, you're driving along and there's a car in front of you. And there's some car doing a three-point turn or, as you say, parking.
There's some very bad drivers at the moment.
Yeah, so you're waiting, right? There's a car in front of me. And it's like, so this person is trying to get into a parking space. His nose is out, so he can't get around. Then he gets, like, most of the nose in. And this fucking person in front is just waiting. So in the end, I got out of the car. I said, listen, we don't have to wait for them to complete the fucking manoeuvre. Let's go. Have you seen that people who do that?
No,
gotta wait until they've completely got. Why? Yeah.
No, I have that. We have that in Sussex, you know, because there's a little high street and there's one bit where you can park. And if somebody is trying to park into that space, all the traffic stops. It just all stops. Ridiculous. So they all sit there and wait until whoever it is parked completely in. They don't go round. Yeah. I mean, it's just, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. So you don't have. Well, what is this thing, right? Just going to sit here with my clipboard, wait till they've completed the manoeuvre to my satisfaction before I drive on. Why? Once you can go past, fucking go past.
Yeah. It's good to see that all of the anti-car legislation that's been brought in by Sadiq Cunt and various others is working so well. There's more fucking cars on the road now than ever. I don't know where they're all coming from. All these people who are supposedly being driven off the roads because they can't afford the petrol and they can't afford the car. Where the fuck have they, you know, how come that's not happening?
Like, well, I think people probably with Sadiq Cunt in charge of London They go around in their cars because then they're less likely to be stabbed.
Yeah, that's I'm wearing why. A stab vest. Yeah, it's called a Ford
Kevlar vest.
It's called a
car. Armoured vehicle.
It's called a Ford Focus.
Yeah, driving around in tanks. It's the only safe way to get around Sadiq Khan's London.
Now, I'm going to tell you about Manscaped, because, of course, Manscaped do like this podcast. It's never too early to be celebrating Christmas, right? Whether it's for a friend or whether it's for the friend in your pants, it says here. You can make this season to be jolly with Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy a favour and use the Lawnmower 4 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom. Then add in Manscaped's top-of-the-line shower products that have the people thinking, all I want for Christmas is you.
There you go.
So, Santa cares about his sack and so should you. Look nice when you get naughty by going to manscaped.com and use the code POLICE for free shipping and 20% off. And the package includes all sorts of great stuff. You get the Lawnmower 4, the Weed Whacker nose and ear trimmer as well. You also get Manscaped shower gear, and you get also the ball toner as well. All you got to do is go to manscaped.com, get 20% off, free shipping with the code POLICE. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com using the code POLICE. Jingle balls is what they say.
Jingle balls.
Because it will be Christmas really soon. In fact, our live show is coming up in
about three weeks' time,
isn't it?
Fucking hell.
Is it 3 weeks? It's not far away.
Well, I was...
It's already sold out, I'm afraid.
From my TV critic days, I always remember... So, I'm a Celeb starts, because in those days I used to have to watch every fucking second of it. Right. I always found it quite dreary, actually.
You know what? I haven't watched any of it.
I've literally not watched any of it. I've made an effort this time. But I don't... As a viewer, I don't never have liked it much. I don't find it boring. Mm. Anyway... But I always remember you start watching it, think, right, it's I'm a Celeb, and you're just thinking it's autumn sort of thing. And then when the king or the queen of the jungle is crowned at the end of 3 weeks, it's like, fuck me, it's Christmas. And we're in that process right now.
Yes, we really
are.
So,
yeah, we're selling out. We've sold out, haven't we? Yeah.
We have sold out, and apparently there's talk of doing some more of them in the new year.
Well, good. Look forward to it. We might be doing
a tour of the M25.
We need to get some decent producers, though, because the ones we've got right now are a couple of cunts, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, you say that, but they may say the same about you.
Well, they could. They could, because they're sitting here.
Yeah. Absolutely right. Now, we've got to mention a few people as well. Dave Johnson, Thought Police fan, but also the boss of Suitable Choices. If you need a mortgage, if you're moving house, a lot of people are at the moment. Financial advice, don't just someone out of the paper. Call our bona fide Thought Police approved financial advisor. And that is, of course, Suitable Choices. It's down in Kent, just outside of Margate. His tagline is straight talking, no bullshit advice. He's a man after our own hearts. The web address is this, suitablechoices.co.uk. And I think that's it, isn't it, for today?
Yeah.
And if you haven't joined our Patreon account, by the way, go and see the Patreon page. You can find it on our Twitter page with Thought Police. We'll see you very soon. If you come into the show, we'll see you then.
Yep, look forward to that. And we need to do Thought Police shows as well next week.
We will.
Next week? Next year.
Next week, no.
Not next week.
You'll have to calm your fucking jets down so you call everybody a cunt.
Otherwise you'll get good trouble. Coming from you.
Yeah.
Cunt.
Wanker. Cunt. See you later. See you next week.
luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.